Good morning, Bridge of Hopers. Good morning and welcome. I'm going to read a little bit out of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice. Even now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. Lamentations 3:19, and we were talking a lot in prayer about remembering. This is from the Passion Translation. I remember wandering around in misery, drinking the poison of this bitterness. Whenever I pondered this, my soul fades away within me. Yet, there is one ray of hope. When I remember this, Yahweh's tender mercies have no end, and the kindness of his endless love is never exhausted. New, fresh mercies, his mercies, greet me with every sunrise. So wonderfully great is his faithfulness. I tell my soul, Yahweh is my portion, Yahweh is my abundant portion. I need nothing more. So I put all my hope in him. Sometimes you just have to tell your soul. I tell my soul, Yahweh is my abundant portion. I need nothing more. Amen.
Thank you.
Don't you want to be where the riches pour out and the wealth of heaven rains down? Before prayer gathers at 9:30, the worship team is practicing, trying to work through what they're going to do and connect the dots. So I was just kind of walking, praying, pacing, and I felt such an anointing fall in the practice, in the process. And we talk about, you know, offering and tithe, but there's a sacrificial offering. And usually with the sacrifice, there's no return. You know, what's laid on the altar, you can't go back. And I just want to invite you to come early on Sunday when the worship team is practicing and just sit under the release of the anointing and let the Holy Spirit minister to you, speak to you, touch you, prepare you. That personal ministry from heaven. Amen. Proverbs 22, verse 9. He who is generous will be blessed, for he gives some of his food to the poor. Some versions say, he who has a generous eye. Blessed are those who have a generous eye because they feed the poor. People do need food in the natural, but greater do they need the spiritual food. And those generous eyes, the eyes are the lamp of the body. And if the body has light, the whole body is healthy. What would it look like, not just as my body, but our whole body? What if our whole body was a generous eye? Amen. Amen. There's an offering basket here. You can give AK Bridge of Hope. There are boxes in the back. You can make a check out the Bridge of Hope. But I just want to encourage you, if you're hungry, if you're poor in spirit, there is a place to feast. Amen. Let's continue worship.
Thank you. such a privilege, and I think sometimes we take it for granted, this opportunity we have to worship like this. Many people in the world, maybe many countries in the world, can't do what we're doing right here, right now. And the feast that we're able to partake in on Sunday morning, and more coming that I'm going to tell you about. The Lord is bringing us such good, good stuff in the months ahead, in the near future. Chronologically, this is kind of a physical thing, but a connection thing, which the Lord loves connection, right? So we're making Elisa Smith has had this great idea. And so there's going to be a church garage sale. If any of you have items that you want to sell, it's going to be set up as August 13th, which is a Thursday, and the sale will actually be the 14th and 15th. So if you're thinking of, hey, I need to purge, I need to simplify, this is a good opportunity. It's going to be in the gym. So contact Elisa if you, yeah, do it.
Yeah. This is not a bring your trash for the trash dump. This is a garage sale. So, yeah, just a friendly reminder.
Whatever this is, you get to take home and do with what you will, but don't leave it, please. Also, another privilege we have in this country is elections, right? Yeah, so I hope you all are praying and doing your research. And it's great that we get to vote in the House. So that is Tuesday, August 18th. So we have two precincts here in the gym. Research where your precinct is and pray about who God wants you to vote for, okay? It's important. And the next thing, very next day, Wednesday, August 19th, this is for all the women. And any woman that you know that you want to invite, having another women's gathering. It'll be here in the auditorium, 6 p.m. Wednesday, August 19th. So those are always great. It's at Eileen. All right. So right next door. You can park in the same parking lot, just go in a different door. Great. 6 p.m. August 19th. A great friend of the house, Mark Chubb. If you haven't heard him before, don't miss this. He's coming back to bless us. Sunday, August 30th, he'll be speaking here on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. So put that on your calendar and prepare your heart for another feast. The Lord's laying out a table for us. And then just a couple weeks after that, Cheyenne, also a father to us from California. He hasn't been here for a bit. The Lord's bringing him back. September, two nights, so Saturday night, the 12th at 6 p.m. and then Sunday morning he'll be with us as well. So some good stuff God has planned for us. And for the men, coming up, probably towards the end of August, there's going to be something called Shop Talk. I feel like I need to lower my voice and get this announcement. So a great opportunity for men to connect. And it's going to be like in garages, shops, around fire pits, probably around once a month. So get ready, guys, to hear more details about when the first one is starting. And you can also talk to Matt Adams if you want some more information about that. One last thing, this is just random, but we opened up our gym for a girls' softball team to sleep here because they ran a tournament. I checked this morning. They left a whole bunch of fresh eggs in the refrigerator. So any of you that can use some eggs, please help yourself to eggs in the church refrigerator. Take them home with you. Thank you.
Ramble on. Okay, the kids today, age 3 through 12. No? 7 through 12 are staying in. Ages 6 through 12 can stand up, and you're released to go with your teacher. Catch and release. Can we stand up and greet?